Habits and Practices in Your 20s by Steve Pavlina. Your 20s are a powerful decade of your life. During this time, you sculpt many of the habits and practices you'll probably maintain throughout your 30s, 40s, and beyond. However, many 20-somethings don't give much thought to how their decisions and actions during this decade will ultimately create their future identity. They expect they'll be able to make changes later, but that assumption usually turns out to be wrong. Career. During your 20s, you may think of your career path as having many options. You believe you could do many different types of work. That's technically true. Later in life, however, people have a tendency to wrap their career paths into their identities. They don't just do a job, they are that job. People in their 40s don't just sell real estate, they're realtors. People don't just do customer service, they're customer service representatives. People don't just program, they're programmers. When you're in your 20s, be extra careful about the risk of getting sucked into a long-term career path by doing some temporary work to cover expenses. A good rule of thumb is to ask yourself if you'd still like to be doing that job in 10 years. If your answer is something like, hell no, or cynical laughter, maybe you should pass and wait for a better spot. If you're desperate for money, fine, but do be careful about the possibility of short-term decisions becoming long-term patterns. If you don't have a clear exit strategy, you may find that the exit is decades away. Media consumption. Think about the media consumption habits you're establishing during your 20s, including social media. Will you still want to maintain those same habits during your 40s? Some habits may feel good to you, such as reading good books or indulging in a good movie or video series now and then. Other practices may give you a feeling of dread if you think about continuing them for decades. Which media consumption practices are you establishing today that you wouldn't want to drag into your 30s, 40s, and beyond? Pay attention to those dread-inducing practices and drop or replace them while you still can. Expecting a personal transition to happen later is often equivalent to delaying it indefinitely. In the future, you'll still be projecting the change into the future. So, if you expect to make a change within the next 5 years, then 5 years from now, you'll still be expecting your future self to make that change within another 5 years. The change will always be someday, never now. Health. People in their 20s often feel that they can work on their health habits when they're older, or if they happen to get sick. They figure there's plenty of time to make improvements if and when it becomes necessary. The problem with that mindset is that we establish health habits during our 20s and younger that will very likely carry forward into future decades, and the longer we maintain those habits, the harder it is to change. Temporary practices. Even if you want to indulge in less than stellar habits during your 20s, which I completely understand, I recommend blocking off some time during that decade to temporarily establish really positive practices in different areas of your life. Then, even if you stray from those practices afterwards, it will be much easier for you to reload them at some point later in life, should you ever want or need to do so. I feel lucky that I established some good long-term habits and temporary practices during my 20s, not knowing how beneficial they'd be later in life. I encourage you to build a lot of this toolbox during your 20s too. Later in life, you'll be glad you did.